Hey guys, the podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
WQKX.com. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
66 degrees and a little fog high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning. We're driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Are we on now? I think it's on now.
And now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Yo, DJ, drop that beat.
Yeah.
It's on now.
Is it on now?
You serious?
Stop and turn the radio on.
Put the radio on.
Turn the radio on.
Okay, okay.
On now.
What?
We're on it now.
For real?
For real.
Hey, now you're talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, have your kind of attention, please. Ladies and gentlemen, we can blast off.
Oh, it's time.
It's showtime. It's
showtime. It is showtime.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
It's National Dork Day, and I'm not going to go there because when I tried to point out your geekiness, you denied it earlier this week. So can we move on, please?
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX, 94KX.
Yes, welcome to a Thursday, National Dork Day. I don't want to go there.
Hey, a special announcement.
What is it, National Dork Day?
I'm a nerd, I'm a dork.
Dork?
Yeah, they made a holiday for
you. You think I'm the dork?
Well, you're the dork.
You're acting like a dork.
Wait, dork.
Whatever, dork.
Dork.
He is the biggest dork on the planet.
I'm a dork.
Oh, stop
when
it.
I laugh, I snore.
Yeah, we know. So here's the deal. We're not going to celebrate it on this show because I asked you to be honest earlier in the week when it was Embrace Your Geekiness Day, and only one person commented. And it was great. She said, I love grammar. And I was like, "That's perfect. All right? There's nothing wrong with loving grammar. I always correct people's text messages. When they use Y-O-U-R instead of Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, T-H-E-I-R instead of T-H-E-R-E, etc., etc. So Jessica, don't be embarrassed. She wasn't. She embraced her geekiness. Her geekiness was grammar. The only one of you that responded to that Facebook post. Only one person. Everybody's got geekiness. You just don't want to admit it. Fine. Don't. I admitted the fact that I'm kind of hooked on the Weather Channel. I don't know why. And the History Channel, when there's nothing else on. And trust me, most of the time there's nothing on. I find myself watching old black and white footage of World War I or something. And I'm like, wow, look at that. Look at that tank. You know, and people are like, what are you doing? I'm watching the History Channel. You? Tom Morgan? Don't you have anything more exciting to do? And I say, well, no, I don't have anything to do, actually. That's why I'm watching the History Channel. So I embraced my geekiness. And to this woman who embraced hers, thank you, Jessica. The rest of you guys just wimped out on it. So today is National Dork Day. So I'm supposed to post on the 94KX Facebook page, give us something dorky that you do. No, everybody will be like, it ain't me. It ain't me. It's my brother. I'm not dorky. My spouse is. Yeah, whatever. And your kids don't even go there. Your kid might be the biggest dork in the world, but no, you're thinking they're the greatest thing ever. So fine, we're going to drop National Dork Day like a hot potato. Because further down the list, if you look at the list, you probably don't even have a list. That's why I'm the guy talking on the radio. It is National Give Something Away Day. Now, that's pretty cool. You're encouraged to donate something, share your bounty, if you will, or just give someone a piece of crap that you had laying in your garage. It doesn't matter. Your call. National Give Something Away Day. Maybe that'll get posted. Maybe. Look for it on our Facebook page, and possibly in just moments. Late night sound bites on the way all morning. Late night TV back in full swing. Jimmy Fallon makes fun of the Olympics. This Olympics, it's going to be so weird because COVID is going crazy overseas. We're trying to get a lid on it here in the U.S., but over there, they just keep changing things for the Olympics. Smaller and smaller crowds to be allowed there. Nobody's allowed to cheer. Nobody's allowed to breathe or touch anybody. Now, when you win an Olympic medal, nobody's going to put it around your neck. You have to, like, take it off a tray and put it on yourself. What? What? Jimmy Fallon explains with a late night soundbite on the way and your chance to win again this morning with Wise Markets as we go grilling with Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
All hands.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Mark's got the news coming up. Rob, the Sports Center with all the sports, including another win for Mifflinburg in Little League Championship Series. Ooh, that's good stuff. Steve's got the exciting AccuWeather forecast. But first, let's go to the computer and see what's funny.
Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
15,000 views. For these kids having a sleepover and doing something that they shouldn't have done. They asked Alexa to tell some ghost stories.
Alexa.
So she did. Scary.
I don't know that. Alexa, tell me a horror story.
No, don't. No. Don't.
Alexa, I'll turn it off.
Alexa whispering, did you hear that? Someone's coming.
Alexa,
yeah, now they're not liking it. They asked Alexa. Yeah, they asked her to tell a horror story, and then when she started whispering, all of a sudden, yeah. Hey, kids. Why am I laughing? I'm really sorry. Here's the deal, kids. Don't ask Alexa to do something and then get upset when it happens. Oh, and just as a side note, why is there a camera in the corner of the room of this kid's bedroom? That's creepier than Alexa.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
News is next.
WQKX.com. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
66, 67 degrees. Kind of keeps bouncing back and forth. Maybe the thermometer's broke. I don't know. Little fog in our backyard, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. All right, we just heard the news. But sometimes stupidity is part of the news. But we don't like to call it stupid news like most other morning radio shows do. We think there's a lesson to be learned. Yesterday was National Nude Day. And yes, some people celebrate it in public. There's a lesson there. And there it is coming up next. Stay with us. It was National Nude Day and National Tape Measure Day. They don't go together. But this lady definitely needed a tape measure. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Okay, hang on to your hats, especially if it's the only thing you're wearing, okay?
Stupid news. We say, and there it is.
Yesterday was National Nude Day. It was also National Tape Measure Day, and I said I didn't even want to make a joke that compares the two. Well, this lady could have used a tape measure. Yesterday, Southern California firefighters had to help a woman who was stuck upside down naked between two buildings that were only 8 inches apart.
We heard a lady in the back behind our shop over there screaming, you know what I'm saying? And to see her stuck between the two walls, and she's all naked.
The main focus is to get to her without injuring her.
Yeah, because there's not much to grab onto. There's three issues right here. Number one, why was she naked? Number two, why was she upside down? And number three, why was she trying to squeeze between two buildings that are only 8 inches apart? All right, there's a lesson to be learned here, and I don't know where to start. But I could say, and there it is.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX. 94KX.
Coming up, a chance for you to win with Wise Markets. It's Morgan in the Morning. What? How could a talented young woman like Olivia Rodrigo go to the White House yesterday and tell everybody to be happy when she constantly screams, screw that, screw you, in her song?
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX. You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
You betcha, where you can win with Wise Markets. It's grilling time again. We give you the grilling item of the day, and you listen all day and later on today with Mark Stevens. He'll give you the chance to win a $25 Wise Market gift card. Today's item, Wise Quality Hot Dogs. You don't have to say it that way. You could say hot dogs if you want. But if you're from the coal region, feel free to say hot dogs. Two or three of them. Ah, you love the hot dogs on the grill, don't you? Here's a chance for you to win a Wise Quality Hot Dogs and Mark Stevens this afternoon. That would be totally delicious. Just in time for the weekend. Yeah. Coming up, news. A check on the sports. How about that Mifflinburg Little League Major Division softball team heading to the state finals against St. Mary's? Way to go, Mifflinburg girls. We're backing you all the way. Coming up after 7 o'clock, your chance to win VIP treatment at Spyglass Ridge Winery. Eagle Mania is coming this Saturday, and I'll tell you what. They bill themselves, or they are billed, as the best Eagles tribute band in the world. And they do sound pretty cool. I mean, I like it. Sure, I'd like Don Henley to be on stage, but I mean, you know, tribute bands are pretty cool. 7 o'clock hour. Chance for you to win with Spyglass. Stay with us. News is next.
I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
Thanks, Steve. 67 now and foggy high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45.
WQKX.
All right. Eagle Mania, coming to Spyglass. You want the VIP treatment? You've got to stay with us. Your chance next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Oh, so this weekend, what to do this weekend? What to do this weekend?
Radio is going to play that song.
Well, they're not the Eagles. They're Eagle Mania. But they sound darn good. And they're coming to Spyglass Ridge Winery. And you know about our VIP treatment? We can't talk about it enough, man. It's cool stuff. You roll in about 5 o'clock. You go up top, they call it, the VIP parking lot. They let you in. Right there where you park. You head into the door at Three Beards Brewing Company. And you party for 2 hours with us for free. Free food, free drinks. And about 7 o'clock, party's over. You walk down the hill to the SBC Media tent right in front of the stage. Not only do we have a tent set up there, but we have a little lawn set up there as well. So you could sit under the tent, you know, weather being weather in this area. Or you could pull your chair out onto the lawn where you get right up against the stage. That's cool. That's Spyglass. That's 94KX VIP treatment.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll take caller 4 right now on the toll-free lines. Wow, your chance to win big with Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
You're ready to go.
Morgan in the Morning. We ain't never getting older. Yes, we are.
Yes, beg to differ with you, buddy.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, thanks for chiming in.
Yes.
We're the same age. I just pointed that out to someone at the radio station the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I said, I hope he's not here yet.
Okay.
But I said, Mark Stevens is the oldest guy in the building.
Uh-oh.
And then there's Mark Lawrence, Lynn Hall, and Tom Morgan, all tied for second.
Yeah, that's right. It's a three-way tie. Yeah, seriously.
And the woman standing next to you is one of the youngest people in the building, intern
exactly.
Cassie. Are you ready for birthday buddies, ladies?
I think so.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay. You're just, you know, you can't not on the radio now. It's got to speak up. musical birthdays. All right. So.
Oh.
It's not who you think, but.
Sweat gonna make you groove.
Okay, it's not Robert Plant.
Sorry.
Sorry. But I just like this song, so I wanted to play some of it. Happy birthday to Jason Bonham.
Oh, okay, okay.
53 years old.
Really? Is he that old?
He is the son of John Bonham, the original drummer for Led Zeppelin. But then when John died in 1980, Jason took over at a very young age.
Yeah.
And he is still drumming.
He's amazing.
Day.
Yeah.
So, love the drums. So, happy birthday there. Here's another one. It has to do with originals who died, but
uh-oh,
still,
uh-oh,
one of the Ramones. Well, never mind the sedation. Marky Ramone is 65 or 69. They listed ages for it.
Okay, so do we, like, figure the average there?
I guess. You never really know what the Ramones.
No.
He is the drummer for the Ramones. He took the place of Tommy Ramone, one of the original Ramones, who left the band early. All of the original Ramones dead.
All of them. Single one.
They've all been replaced with other Ramones.
Other Ramones. Yes.
So some of the Ramones are remains, and other of the Ramones are new. So
the Ramone remains. Never mind.
That's just wrong. And a happy birthday to Linda.
I love Linda.
So do I. Linda Ronstadt.
Feeling better now that we're through. Feeling better because I'm over you.
Look, what a voice.
Oh, incredible. Yeah. She's amazing.
She is a very sick woman right now with Parkinson's, and it just breaks my heart.
It
she
does.
Can't perform. She
it's
can't.
It's so sad.
She hasn't been seen in public in years.
Yeah, it's so sad.
Yeah, so did she finally get her spot in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I want to know. I don't think she did.
I don't think so. Oh. Yeah, I don't think so yet.
But Linda Ronstadt. She is 75 years old today. We love ourselves some Linda. But you know, there are local celebrities.
Why, yes.
And they are celebrating birthdays today.
Yes.
Cassie.
I'm going to
get
let...
Get ready, girl.
Yeah, yeah. You
ready?
You take it, girl.
Ready?
Take it, girl.
It's time for...
Birthday Buddy. Yeah.
Wow, there's talent right there.
There you go.
There's young talent. You didn't want to overextend yourself?
No.
So you went to the bullpen to the right-hander?
I did.
Clark? Okay.
Said, come on in.
Happy birthday to the locals. Ashley Wary of Berrysburg is 34 today. Augie, I just love that name.
Augie is great.
Yeah, it's actually August or Augusta or whatever, but you call him Augie. Augie Witkowski from Marion Heights.
The Joe Dancer.
Yeah.
My grandfather said that. Never mind.
Stop. He's 60 years old today. Happy birthday, Augie. Let's see what else we got here. Brooks Stalnecker from Milton is the Nifty 50 today. Charles McDonald from Northumberland is 39. Happy birthday to Crystal Ackley of Northumberland. She's 58. Danielle Morris from Nescopec, right up there near Burke. She's 56 years old today. Gary Sipe from Harrisburg is 56 as well. Happy birthday there, Gary. Geraldine Olernick is 58 years old. Heather Harrison, 44. Herbert Schminke is 62 years old today. Happy birthday, Herbert. James Shalongo is 23. Jamie Fisher from Sunbury is 45. Jeff Deppen is 64 today. Jeremy Willard from Millmont is 47. Kenneth Hilkert, 48 today. Kimbra Graham from Mount Pleasant Mills, 53. And happy birthday to Tabitha Sherman from, it doesn't say where she's from.
Oh,
there you go.
Okay.
But anyway, Tabitha Sherman Klopp is 63. Those are the birthdays today. If you have one, please become a member of our VIP club, you know, and you could get them on the air real quick. The Ford Fun Line is always open toll-free, or feel free to Facebook message us, and I'll try not to forget how to do that.
Which can happen. Sometimes.
Yeah. Let's not talk about
it. Okay, never mind.
Every day at this time, ladies.
Tom. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
Buddy.
Thank you, Steve. 67 now. High 94 KS.
Blue Hill,
where we live. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Time for some more viral comedy. It's time to look back on the month of June and do something that I've always liked doing, and that's reviewing the bloopers of the month. Do you know what a blooper is?
I absolutely do. I love blooper videos.
Especially, really?
Like newscasters.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
That's exactly what we're going to do. Very good. Hey, it's Morgan in the Morning with Cassie the intern. Stay with us. Viral comedy is next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Okay, you can look it up later, but we got some for you now.
Viral comedy, Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Okay, here we go with June bloopers from television all across the country. This stuff really happens live.
Hoffman says she will eventually donate it all.
That's a lot of poo.
Great time to go out the door right now and take a dump.
Take a what?
No!
Take a what?
No. And take a jump.
Take a jump. Take a jump in the pool, not a dump in the pool. Easy, buddy. Easy. You're going to be okay.
Not the best weather to be flying in, but certainly stormy storms.
Stormy storms?
Stormy weather. Oh, that's going to be the blooper reel.
Yeah. Just sealing it off, just closing it out.
You okay, bud?
Just flew into my mouth.
Oh.
Tomorrow on Houston Life, how to do a mid-facelift without becoming invisible.
A what?
The author on a mission to boost women's confidence after 40.
Midlife. Don't understand.
No, you don't.
Well, it's a good thing our show is over, but
yes.
We're
June bloopers. Google it later.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
At UPMC.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Working our way toward news at the top of the hour. Mark's got that for us. Rob Center with the sports, including that big win by the Mifflinburg Major Division softball girls yesterday. That means they go to the finals tomorrow against a team called St. Mary's. Wouldn't it be cool to have the Mifflinburg softball team as state champs? That would be cool. You're not from Mifflinburg, but you got to root for Mifflinburg.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Good for them.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
I think it's great. Whenever a local team does good, like we say, we like to mark the moment. So whether it's high school, Little League, anything, we're always there for you. Morgan in the Morning. How about the 78-year-old woman who is entering her first ever powerlifting competition? You won't hear this story in the news, but 78 years old. What do
That's
you think?
That's crazy. I couldn't do that now.
I mean, no, I couldn't do it now either, but here's her explanation at least.
I just want to be strong, and there's something about working out that just makes me feel so good. I have two little granddaughters I want to keep up with. Now I feel like it's very comfortable. I'm excited to do it. It just feels good.
Linda Patterson is her name, and she will continue to powerlift at the age of 78 years old. And who knows, maybe someday Olympic competition. I just took the comedy part of that story to picture a 78-year-old woman powerlifting, and, well, anyway.
I used to do needlepoint in my rocking chair and play bingo with the girls every other Wednesday.
Hi, Grandma!
But now...
What? What are you doing?
I'm 78 years old and competing in a powerlifting competition.
Grandma,
for
stop!
For breakfast, I chew on nails.
Stop,
now
Grandma!
I can crack a walnut with my butt cheeks.
What? Yeah. Stop that!
Needlepoint this, bingo lips.
Okay.
Well, I didn't need to picture that.
No, there's some things you never want to picture. News is next. The sports and the AccuWeather. Morgan in the Morning going mic'd up in the 8 o'clock hour with the Kids Theater Group. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Bob. At 89 for the full AccuWeather forecast, visit WQKX.com. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
68 now in our backyard, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Were you ever in theater when you were a kid?
Yes, I was.
Yes?
I was in Charlie Brown. Yeah.
The Jingle Singers wanted to sing. What were you in?
I was in Charlie Brown, and then two years in a row, I was in The Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Were you like Lucy in Charlie Brown or Sally?
No, I was
you look like a Sally.
Character.
Are you just a background kid?
Yeah. No. I don't like the stage.
Well, no, you're up front, so look at you now.
Yeah, look at me now.
She's intern Cassie, and I'm Tom Morgan, and we're going to do some theater coming up next with Morgan in the Morning, mic'd up. Stay with us.
Why, man?
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Oh, we love miking people up. Morgan in the Morning, mic'd up, goes to a theater group out of Central PA. I'd like to think they're from everywhere. The most talented kids in the world. It turns out we have a bunch of Sealance Girl kids here.
We do.
Yeah? Okay. Step up to the mic and tell us all about what you're doing.
Well, we are Kids Theater Experience, and we are performing Moana Jr. at Midwest High School tonight and tomorrow at
7 o'clock. Tell us about the show. Tell us about the show. What is it a Disney thing?
It is definitely a Disney thing. We got an opportunity to be one of the first to do it, as it just was released last year, right before all the fun pandemic stuff. So we're just really excited to just see how far we'll go.
Okay, now when you say Disney, at least when I say Disney and it's a stage show, I think of music. Mm-hmm. So is this a musical?
Yes. It's very heavy on the music and lots of dancing. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, it's a pretty fast-paced show, so everything stays moving.
Okay, mom and dad and the kids want to come. They want to bring grandma, all that stuff. Tell me a little bit about the story of the show. If it's a dancing musical, what is it about?
Moana is a young lady who is trying to discover herself, and she takes a journey to also find a way to help save her village and bring life back to the ocean and the islands.
Oh, okay. So is it like close to a sequel to any Disney thing or no?
It's not. It's a retelling, actually, of some of the Pacific Island cultures. For about 1,000 years, there wasn't a lot of voyaging, and somehow they started to voyage back between, like, Hawaii and New Zealand area.
Oh, okay.
So it's actually a pretty incredible
Great, yeah, I'm thinking Little Mermaid, then I'm thinking, no, wait, maybe it's Finding Nemo. I don't know, but this is a completely different story.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got a lot of kids with us. They're from Sealance Grove, and they're in this kids' theater experience. We'll tell you the website to go to, because that's basically it. And we'll talk about getting tickets for the show tonight or tomorrow night. Are they ready to sing for us?
Yes.
Do you need a 1, 2, 3, or do you just guys...
We got it.
Yeah, oh, you got it. All right. Okay. Give a listen right now.
Hey, 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 hey. Well, anyway, let me say you're welcome. For the wonderful world that you know. Hey, it's okay, it's okay. You're welcome. Well, come to think of it, I gotta go.
Hey, it's your day to say you're welcome.
Cause I'm gonna need that boat. I'm sailing away, away. You're welcome. Cause now we can do anything afloat. You're welcome, you're welcome, and thank you.
You're welcome and thank you. They're even polite at the end of the song. I like it. I like it a lot. I wish we could say, can you guys dance? But we're not Facebook Live, or are we? No. Anyway, there's a lot of cameras in here. I want to see it now. I'm totally set up for it because I didn't know anything about the story. How do we get tickets?
You can get tickets online at our website, kidstheaterexperience.com, or they will be available at the door.
And that's Midwest High School?
Yes.
And a big thanks to Midwest for letting you guys use their auditorium.
Oh my gosh, yeah. It's an amazing space for us to be, and they're so welcoming, and we really love being able to be there.
Michelle, thanks for being here. Because it's always fun when you bring, like, a whole load of your troops here.
Well, thank you for having us. We're glad to be here.
The show is tonight and tomorrow night, Midwest High School. Guys, could I say break a leg? Or since you're dancing, it's probably not a good thing? Or is it traditional?
No, I'd say it's traditional.
Okay. All right. Break a leg tonight. Get to the website as soon as you can, kidstheaterexperience.com, or buy the tickets at the door.
94KX.
Now to July 6th. I heard about a hospital in Texas that had two baby booms in a row, delivering 107 babies in just 91 hours. Ooh. It was crazy. The maternity ward was like a pitching machine at a batting cage.
McDonald's franchisees are reportedly planning to offer employees emergency child care in an effort to bring in new workers. It's called the ball pit. All right, I'll see you in a few hours. Hey, if there's fries down there, don't you eat them.
94.1.
Come on!
Hey. WQKX. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Okay, it's time for Tom's top list of the day. Intern Cassie, I'm putting you on the spot. Do you work out?
I do not. No.
You don't?
I should.
No,
but
you
I
look
don't.
Like you do, but you don't.
Nope.
All right.
Good genetics.
That's it. I think that might be on Tom's list coming up. Here are the top excuses for not working out, okay? And it's a top 10. See if you use some of these, people. Number 10, I like this one. I left work too late. That's for you people that like to stop at the gym before you come home. Yeah, I had to work. I had to work. Number 9, exercise is boring. Okay, that's totally lame excuse right there.
Yeah, exercise, get a good audiobook, some good music.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Good idea. And yeah, it's never boring because there's always a dude on the machine next to you that wants to talk to you. Hey, how you doing? Hey, mind your own business. You know, that kind of thing. So whatever, that's excuse number 9. Number 8 is I'm sore. You're sore from what? You didn't work out in a month. What are you sore from? Unless you use that one every other day. You work out there on Monday, you Tuesday, you know, yeah. I'm sore. All right.
That's a good reason.
Number 7, I don't have the time. Okay, that's a cop-out, too. You have to make the time, okay? Just like when you're on a diet, you have to change the food that's in your house. When you're going to work out, you have to find the time. There it is. Number 6, it's too late in the day. Okay, isn't that like I work too late? But it's too late in the day.
I've gone at 11 at night.
Okay. Late in the day is the hardest time to work out. So don't wait until late in the day. Here's number 5. You ready for this one? I just ate. What are you going to do? Plow down a sub and then go to the gym and belch onions on everybody? What did I just ate? Well, again, plan your workout, your exercise when you're not eating. Number 4, I'm feeling sick. All right, if you are sick, I understand it. But if you're just saying that, when will be the time that you're not sick? Number 3, it's too cold. Okay. Somehow it's too hot works into the list too. But so for the last, 3 weeks with the AccuWeather forecast, we could say, I was going to go out for a 10-mile run today, but it's too hot. It's going to be up in the 90s again today. So, yeah, it's too hot. It's too cold. Excuse number 2, it's raining. Well, get a rain suit. Yeah, they're, you know, you see guys on motorcycles all the time with the rain suits on. They're still riding their bike. Get out there and jog in a raining suit. It's not bad. All right, number 1, I'm too tired.
This will give you energy.
Yeah. So how could you be too tired? Put the shoes on, put the gym shorts on, and get it done. Morgan in the Morning with Tom's top 10 list of the day. News is coming up next.
Visit WQKX.com. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
71 now in our backyard, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Listen up, kids. This is your month. We are celebrating kids on 94KX and our sister station, The Valley. And it's a great month because there's a lot going on. Celebrate Kids, celebrated and presented by Oberdorf Carpet One and Flooring, and also our good friends at Knoebels. If you're one of our 50 nifty kids, you could be going to Knoebels. Details coming up next.
Listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Celebrate Kids Month continues with our great friends at Oberdorf Carpet One and Flooring. Also Knoebels. And speaking of Knoebels, there's a party being planned for our 50 nifty kids. Now, we're close to getting 50. So if you're not on this already, you probably should be. Okay? Listen up, kids. All you got to do is some good deeds. Get your form off our website and do some good deeds. We've had a lot of great kids' stories from little kids having their own toy drive in their neighborhood. And then the toys are donated. I mean, that's cool stuff. And how about that little boy in Norrie that wants to mow 50 lawns for free this summer just to help our senior citizens. I think that's great. I think I called the kid. Look, I'm just a couple of years from qualifying, but come on, blah, 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 blah. No, I didn't do that. I'm just kidding. I have Gene, my next door neighbor. He has a zero turn. He mows the entire mountain because he can. Anyway, back to the nifty kids, 50 of them. They're going to get to go to a party at Knoebels where they could win lots of prizes.
I'm excited to go along to that.
I know. Yeah. Do you think you're qualified? Because if you do, you're not qualified. You're too old. Stop it. Just stop it. It's kids 5 to 12. Okay.
Oh, I can look 12. I'm small.
There you go. Keep in mind, moms, your time is running out to have one of your kids be our nifty 50. And also keep in mind, intern Cassie is not eligible. She's a college student. So there you have it. So be part of Celebrate Kids Month. It's powered up by some great people like Mifflinburg Bank and Trust, Pennsylvania Mentor, Fisher's Boston Pierogies. Oh, my goodness. Go to our website and check out the Kids Pierogies Contest. Or do you say pierogies? I say pierogies. Also, our good friends at Sholly Insurance and more, celebrating kids all month long. 94KX.
94KX. Morgan in the Morning. 94.1 WQKX.
Hey, a special announcement.
What is it, National Dork Day?
I'm the dork? You're the dork.
You're acting like a dork.
Whatever, dork.
Dork.
He is the biggest dork on the planet.
I'm the dork. When I laugh, I snore.
Yeah, you should. Go ahead and snort for me. Okay, dorks of Central Pennsylvania, celebrate your day. I decided not to post anything on Facebook about National Dork Day because earlier this week, it was National Celebrate Your Geekiness Day, and nobody wanted to own it. I was so disappointed. One comment from a lady who said, I admit it, I love grammar. And I thought, if loving grammar makes you a geek, I'm with you on that, girl. But you said you were a Harry Potter dork or something?
Yeah, I'm a major dork. I obsess over everything. I got my Harry Potter mug with me today.
Okay, so there's more than Harry Potter or just everything Harry Potter?
No, there's more. I got like Friends, Avatar, all that stuff, yeah.
Oh, so you're geeked up on that kind of stuff,
yes.
Right? So what's the difference between a geek and a dork? I don't understand it. I mean, I tried to get people to admit their geekiness. They wouldn't, so I'm leaving National Dork Day alone. All right. But keep in mind, I also mentioned earlier this morning, if you were with us, it's National Give Something Away Day. So maybe you want to clean out your closet and head over to Community Aid. That would be cool. Or wherever you donate, that would be really cool. Share your bounty, it says. You are urged to donate and share your bounty. Or just give some crap to somebody that you're going to throw away anyway. Your call, it says. I don't know. So I will go home this afternoon and go into my walk-in closet that's way too full. If you walked into my walk-in closet, you would swear I was a woman. And I'm not genderizing. I'm just saying I got more shoes than Imelda Marcos, if you remember her. And I got racks of suits, way too many shirts, sports clothing everywhere. It looks like an Under Armour factory. I just got to get rid of some of this stuff. So I'm going to do that today. Finally, it's National Gummy Worm Day.
Oh, I can get behind that.
You could?
Yes.
All right. There's a huge age difference between Morgan and the college intern. I don't eat anything with the word worm in it. Okay. I just don't. Chad Evans on the way next. Make room for Chad. He's got that way back lunch. Mark Stevens this afternoon with a chance for you to win not once but twice. You can win a gift card from Wise Markets if you remember the grilling item of the day. And he's got some tickets to Wines and Vines, the Selinsgrove Brewfest this weekend. Stay with us all day long. And yeah, we'll do it tomorrow.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.